All right, beautiful, beautifulness to everyone. Everyone, beautifulness. My great love to you. My guru today told me to exhale. Hey, it works. Wow, it's pretty cool. All right, welcome back. Chatty Cathy here. Inspired with Q. Thank you so much for joining me. It's a great honor, privilege. Be taking calls on the PRQ side, so that'll be the third hour, so 2 hours from now. Well, please call in. I have some updates on that one, as I'm sure you're aware. Today, I'm going to work, as I've mentioned in the past, we're going to get more granular as we go here. We've got so much good information out through forthepeople.space. My incredible love for Asha, just my devotion will never waver. I would not have been this successful without forthepeople.space. Nearly as successful. Please drill into it. Use your heart to decide what's true and what's not, and we'll keep going. And we'll keep going, and we're going to keep going. it's fun to look back now at what we've accomplished. I'm so proud to get to talk to so many people and get that feedback. Teach me. It's just amazing. I'm going to just settle us real quick with a couple words from Mr. Montrose, called Make It Last. Well, I remember when I was 17, my father told me, pick your dreams. He said, life ain't easy as it seems. When you get older, you'll see what I mean. All right. Well, at the time I wanted to be 21. Seemed the right age for having fun. But when I got there, I was still too young, and 25 seemed to be the one. But now I live my life from day to day, because I wouldn't have it any other way. Whether I'm 12 or whether I'm 64, I spend my life like there ain't going to be no more. Yeah. You know that sweet girl you've been chasing around? She got you hooked long as she keeps you down. Well, I know what happens once she comes around. It won't be long, and you'll be back on the town. But now I live my life from day to day. I wouldn't have it any other way. Whether I'm 12 or whether I'm 64, I spend my time like there ain't going to be no more. Lord, all right. Lord, yes, all right. Things between, they seat you right. But once you get them, it seems like they're all alike. So make it last as long as you can. It's so much easier when you understand. But now I live my life from day to day. I wouldn't have it any other way. Whether I'm 12 or whether I'm 64, I spend my life like there ain't going to be no more. Well, I remember when I was 17, my father told me, pick your dreams. He said, life ain't easy as it seems. When you get older, you'll see what I mean. My great love to you all. Thank you for joining me today. All right, the topics today. I had the privilege and honor of working with obviously the PRQ team and Billy Faye Woodard, Lucia Nicole Evans this week. It's great, great, great honor to get to do this work with them. The mermaid, she's reminded me where we're at and what we want to drill into more and more, and where the value propositions might be at the risk of sounding like a business development leader. And Billy Faye Woodard, as you know, retired U.S. Air Force colonel, who obviously worked at Area 51, and it's just an honor always to be able to have time with Billy. And the mermaid and then the PRQ team were reminded that I'll dive deeper and deeper into the military, the U.S. military's understanding of our consciousness, how it works, and why many of them can't accept many of the information, because it's a tough little jump to recognize how big the duping is here. I will, with time permitting, I'll probably go into a little more understanding of meditation, how it works, and how it relates to the Truman Show. And that's what this show will be about today, is relating to the Truman Show and how to work with the Truman Show, for lack of a better definition. If you're not familiar with the overview of the Truman Show, it was a very weak attempt at disclosing that you're being mind controlled, and for if you don't use your heart center to conduct your life. So if you make decisions because that directive is in front of you, I have to do this, and so forth, then you're in the Truman Show. And so it is probably for the reoccurring listeners, this is going to be redundant in some cases, but I think it's still important that all the new people are showing up on the show. It's real important that we keep addressing the topics, because much of the information gets wiped. And I was fortunate to get a few of the legacy Max Steele shows given to me. And there's a reason why Max Steele Special Forces is dead. There's a reason why Max Spears is dead. There's a reason why Robin Williams is dead, et cetera. We can do this forever and ever and ever, and every incredible musician that came out that had more light. And that's again, what you're seeing is you have an entire wave of people that are starting to get more light in them. And once they are able to communicate it and understand it, you want to slow that down if you can, if you're truly controlling your Truman Show. Excuse me. With that, it's real important that we start observing. Boy, the girls are doing well today. Let's listen to them. Hang on. See, they know. See, they got quiet when I told them I was going to listen to them. So they got stage fright. Anyway, I'll just fractionalize. This is not a stereotype or standard of what happened in the U.S. military, but for the most part, here's what it looks like when the U.S. military starts getting conscious computing and conscious awareness. Most of them go crazy. Well, I wouldn't say crazy, but they have to adjust to the information. So when you take a conscious gateway, in this case, when we bring it to Area 51, when we take that conscious gateway and give them access to it, and there's many countries have it. I'm just going to use the USA as an example today. But when they take that conscious gateway and start observing it, they now get awareness of the volume of dimensional realities that are out there. So that's the first thing. That's their first mistake. Always, if I was going to standardize what the U.S. military shouldn't have done, they should have probably stair-stepped a little bit. But, you know, the first thing you do is, what's out there? And so then they find what's out there, and they realize they're in a lot of trouble because they're stuck in a human being that has no capability and is stuck in a location that they did not... So you think you're on planet Earth, as an example, and everything's comfy and hunky-dory. Well, you're actually trapped in here. No one's ever going to believe that, because they're going to go and do their day-to-day activities. Once the military saw that they're trapped somewhere and the whole thing's rigged, you get sick really quick, and you to compartmentalize it is very difficult, very difficult. So I'll go through a couple scenarios, if you don't mind. Thank you for listening. when you look at the dimensional realities, and we used me as a tool. So, and I did work with Billy on this, and this is how we would. Billy was the only one eligible. I think there's a couple more that came through afterwards, but for me, I only was willing to work with Billy on flight instructions and navigation instructions through your heart center. So to use the vessels that were there, we had to train to use conscious time jumping, so to speak. So time traveling is the other topic. I need to remind myself of that. Time traveling will be the other topic today. when you use the vessels, you have, forgive me for interrupting myself, time travel and driving, flying the vessels, if you like, those are incorrect words, but to drive the vessels, you are time traveling. So we'll use me as an example. When I go and make a decision, you can assume that I'm creating another reality. So if I'm doing it, that means you're doing it too. And that's why I'm so heavy-handed with religion, is because that's a linear time and sequence of events that's being constructed. And that's why it's so accurate. So accurate, because it works and it's epigenetically recorded in your body. So if I can make timelines, I can keep the Truman Show going down the storyline I want. Well, so when you back to Area 51, so when we trained to get Billy and others to navigate vessels, we had to teach multidimensional awareness by observing our heart center, where we're going to go. So, as you've heard me say before, the first day we get out on the tarmac, Billy can go maybe 10 feet, and then we progress from there, as we've talked before. And working the vessels in this dimension is unique to this dimension as well, and or the dimensional reality you want on the planet you're at. So that's what was tricky for me to explain and or teach, if I couldn't get a reference point, because everything's completely unique to the pilots and so forth. And the conscious gateways, well, they're borderline dangerous, because there's so much information, and the people in the military would get sick. There were suicides. It's just a lot of information once you see how dark the rabbit hole can be. Very, very careful with that one. Is or can be. It's very tricky. And so that's why there's only a few of us that can see the very layers that may be around us at any given time. So what we used me for is we modeled me as the dimension. So if I'm making a decision, we could track how the dimension was changing. So if you're participating with me as an example, you're going to be one of the fastest people creating another world if you're with me. And many people are starting to figure that out. So when I make a decision from my heart, is faster than making a decision with your mind, and or you're not in a linear position, you're in a creative position. So that's why to this day, I can go on any military base and never would, because that is not a heart-based decision I want to make. So I'd actually be sustaining a military base's relevance in the world. And obviously, just clueless why we need all these local government, state government, national governmental police forces, because we keep creating another scenario and or dimension around darkness. Anyway, when we observe and mapped me making decisions and how it made another a reality, another dimension, so to speak, and you did it linearly or you did it expansively, that is what got a lot of people sick in the military, because they realized that they are living a life in a linear timeline that has been constructed, modeled to suppress that awareness. And I'll do my best to keep on the topic. So if I make a decision with my mind, how do I stop doing that? How do I do it? Well, Billy's suggesting meditation and getting practice with it. And I will talk about that a little bit today. And I am always made aware of, in my case, I don't meditate because I don't use the brain to make decisions per se. I just analyze the opportunities from my brain. So it's tricky with the English language. Once you got a conscious gateway in this case, and you learn the entire English language was made by aliens, and that's why the Bibles are so good. It's constructed to make black magic. Again, aliens are beings that do not have all of their heart center in them. That's not a race, and that's an alien agenda right there too, is to make you believe that a certain type of being is bad. It's the volume of heart that you're using is why I call them aliens, just a convenience with the English language. Again, take what you want from me and throw away what you don't. And just keep listening to my harmonics is our natural form of communication. Telepathy, if you like that word. we have the ability to communicate with our hearts. And I'm not going to stop anytime soon. And you can see they're curious about what I'm up to, huh? Yeah, I love you all so much for listening. Thank you so much. The reason I'm talking about this and the reason that the mermaid, she might show up today. We did a recording with Lucia this last week too, so we'll see if we can get that out this week. And mermaid participated. The reason the mermaid feels this is important is because it marries with some of the galactic opportunities that have been channeled in here. So now we've got the military is looking at the conscious gateways going, holy crap, what are we going to do here? We are living incorrectly, but we have a war to fight with, pick one of your favorite enemies today, because the agendas, hey guys, because the agendas are all constructed. Propaganda is the Truman Show. So you're being duped into these timelines, and someone like, so we're just going to use me as an example. I'm out of time, so I can see the construction of the timelines. And so that's the great value I desire to bring to you, is seeing the timelines being constructed around decision-making that's not done from the heart versus ones that are done from the heart. So mind versus heart. And that's what that was Jesus' teaching, Emmanuel, Yeshua, Buddha, Osho's teaching, many, many teachings. It's you're all Jesus. And we're all peers here. And don't let anybody tell you it's just you're of God, representing God in the experience and expression of yourself. And so I wouldn't get too hung up on your personality traits are engineered and your linguistic system is engineered. It is, but it's not an end all. because your personality was engineered, or your physical characteristics were engineered, and you're designed and engineered to only live 83.5 years. It's not a negative. It's just a great expression of the experience of being in this reality of duality. This is a dualistic universe. Again, the reason this was so prominent for our meetings this week was we got to look at the Galactic Federation and Galactic Councils and how they attempted to and are attempting to work against the alien agenda. And what they did, I'll show you one of the ways the Galactic Federation, don't care for that title, but I can tell you I don't do well with most of them, and I do well with a few of them. And I have shown you Eve is One and or the book Feather Serpent that she put out. You'll see how the Galactic Federation, what they did is they used the same tools that the individuals that are controlling timelines, or some of the individuals controlling timelines, with dates through meditation. So if you go through the book, they have codes in them that will help enlighten you and could hijack you at the same time, but they're doing their best to hijack you in a positive way. All right, so when you leave the body and you go into this blissful state at a certain date in time, they use that as well by getting you to meditate through the codes they had in the linguistical barcode system. So that barcode that's in your genetics, the natal chart, what they use there, you'll see that they'll have these poems that are beautiful, beautiful pieces of information, and they'll associate times and council numbers. So the Galactic Federation Council of Five, things like that, those are codes that on the negative side, the aliens use to, again, alien is not a specific being. It is a person who has less heart center and or controlling the outcome of a dimension. So forgive me for using these words indirectly and indirectly. Anyway, when you go through that book, what it's going to do is it has the epigenetic codes in it when you read it, and you'll become enlightened is what the goal is. Or will you? because now I can still use dates and timestamps to get you to leave your body and replace it with something else, someone else. And or misdirect a timeline. So anything to do with time is going to be an alien agenda, because there is no such thing as time. You cannot measure time. So I'm bringing that to our attention because when we start observing meditation, and we have a choice every waking second to stay in a meditative state, a creative state, an inspired state, or we can get on timelines. And again, that's why Bibles are so accurate, is because we believe the second coming is coming. Why does he only come twice? I don't get that. It's whatever. How did we fall for that in Santa Claus? How did we fall for Santa Claus? God, that one, I just can't get over that one. How did we get duped so bad? That the outfit alone, wouldn't you just think the outfit alone would the date control, time and date control, is now very prominent. And I'll do better, Billy, on the meditation stuff here in a bit. Anyway, back to the military. When we started looking at how well people were doing absorbing the information. So we obviously want them to understand that they're in a dimensional reality that they're creating. And the more you use your passion, your excitement, your joy, what did Lucia say the other day? Your yumminess. your silliness, your expressiveness, the more you get the outcomes and loving outcomes you desire. Well, that doesn't go over too well in the U.S. military, especially the U.S. Air Force, because they're designed to kill things and linear thinking. And there's no way this could be done. So much of the military could not buy this. When they go, so they get a gateway, they get a conscious gateway, they observe the information and they go, no way is this how it works. And by the way, the guy that brought us this is 3 feet tall and he looks like an alien. So they created propaganda to make me look like an alien when they didn't understand. So all the engineering about aliens is about physicality. So one of the reasons they suppressed myself and the mermaids so well when we get into the bases is because we had the ability to enlighten you if you just looked into our eyes. And that's why they've done their best to destroy much of that video, or at least hide it from you. And to this day, if I can get eye to eye with you, you'll go through the enlightening process with me, or you'll deny it. And that's why I'm very careful not to get on the videos, because I do hurt these machines, and it can also take these machines. And when I transmit, they can hurt you with them. And not all machines, but they'll hijack my transmissions when I look at you and try and attack you. And so many people who get on these computers and work with me, they get abducted. And so I had to track it. And sure enough, they know that if I get camera time with you, you will get more horsepower. And one way or another, it's as arrogant as it seems. I have to be careful picking my battles here, because I'd rather do it in person anyway and give you a big fat hug. Anyway, I guess that's a yumminess, as Lucia would say. Oh, that's the one I like. That's one. One more time. It's pretty cool, huh? So, long story short, our natural form of communication is working through our heart. So that's why when you're with your animals, you see the crazy lady down the street with all those cats, she's probably has a very, very, very robust relationship with her animals, because it feels good to communicate through your heart center. And so that's when we started teaching on the military this, you can see that there was a delineation of who's going to buy into this and who's not. And so today, that's why the U.S. military, we're only using this military as an example, the U.S. military as a generalization. You can see there was divisions created within the same division of a military base, a military section, a compartment. So you got a portion of the guys, gals going, it's right. This works. I'm leaving the military. Screw the military. I'm out of here. And by the way, where's my compensation check for being duped? And then you had the other side of the military and or portions and or compartments that said, oh, that ain't right. We're going to go. The Russians are coming. Okay, so that's more or less how the conscious gateways worked within the U.S. military, is they got a good they had a good bandwidth of people that were starting to buy into this is a dimensional reality we're creating, and then you had a very large group that is not buying it. Plus, you got mind control on top of it all, so everyone's getting mind wiped. So Billy, as you can expect, very, very fortunate to be alive. Booby traps, mind control, booby traps, all of us would get a mind wiped when you come out of there. And just absolutely, just like the Men in Black, that's true, unfortunately. And obviously that's an entertainment aspect of it. Now, did I just create that reality because I gave an absolute? Because I've got a belief that that dimensional reality exists. So if I say that Truman Show exists, did I create it? or did I react to it? Very tricky. And that's the alien agenda, is to try and participate with us more and more. And you are getting so fast and so powerful, they can't keep up. And that's what's really interesting about the moon too. Recently, you'll see that one trucking around, fake moon or otherwise. And as you know, I'm a very big fan of Stuart Sverdlow's work. Arguably, VRQ team was successful setting up a GoFundMe account for his singing lessons. I think he's doing tone and pitch first. I don't know. I've talked to him quite well. But if you start looking at how Stuart looks at things, you can actually see that that's one way to calibrate and configure your mind to your heart center. And it is unfortunate and fortunate the way you could misinterpret the information. It's, forgive me for contradicting the statement, but you have to see it from all 360 degrees. So don't hold him as the gospel or me as the gospel, but just start feeling it and how you regulate, modulate your decision making, and you'll see the veil of your dimension improving. It gets really exciting here at the end of the show here, because we're breaking out of it, and you can now start to see, you're going to start to see that somebody's constructing outcomes. And I've lost so many friends, but they're just coming back around anyway. So the reincarnation is wheel is winning, because the fortitude of the mammal inside, I would say the mammal inside is probably the strongest breaker of how much light you can get through a being that's been suppressed so rigidly, the fastest. Probably the most efficient would be the mammal. But that's not conclusive to all genetics in the universe, or at least in this universe. if we start looking at the conscious computers, and we keep using me as much as you want, every piece of information that's coming out today is from you. So you're basically pulling the information you need from me right now. If I stay in my heart center, you're all listening. You're going to listen present, past, but you're all utilizing a conscious gateway when I speak right now. So again, there's no absolution to anything. That's how incredible your horsepower is, so incredible that you can't actually create an absolution with my words, because your creative force is always going to win. You're God. You're part of God. You're experiencing and expressing yourself as God. As old as that gets. Anyway, God, I'm funny. Sometimes I just crack myself up. When you start looking at the military now, and you look at the compartments that are now being created, they're saying, all right, we got part of our folks we need. We need more people to find more people that are going to stay in the military with their heart centers. So how many people do you think we would find in the military that wants to use their consciousness and or heart center to make decisions when all wars are all engineered and fake? And by the way, the aliens create a monetary system to make sure you found more oil reserves. I should get on that top. That topic's really fun too. Working upstream and downstream in the oil industry to find bad guys was quite interesting. I think I will touch on that today. I'm pretty sure. I'm inspired, right? So now you got a dilemma. You have a military. No. Let's have subsets of the military. Now you need a military to fight some of these underground bases too. So how are you going to fight aliens that are living underground, cloned, and/or? And by the way, your best man, Kennedy. The Kennedys know this, and they're all getting killed. What are you going to do with that? Excuse me. So I got some hot shots, like the Kennedys, who know what's going on. Get rid of those guys. I don't want those guys around anymore. And we got military people who we want to cultivate and or interview high consciousness individuals within the military. So you can see the internal military wars are very vast, let alone the intentional compartmentalization of military. So you've got the Air Force, you've got the Marines, you got the Navy, you got the Army. Oh, don't forget about that National Guard, State Patrol. Who knows? We can just do it all day, right? We got the FBI, we got the CIA, we got the NSA, we've got, oh, yes, yes. All of it is to create compartmentalization so you can't find higher conscious individuals to start making realities that are proactive for the eventual ascension cycle. So we want to get all these compartments laid out. And you say, okay, if this is true, Mr. Q, how come you're not dead? And there's a very good reason for that now, isn't there? Because I'll just come back. And so it's just easier to track me if I stay in one body and just make timelines. So they'll do their best to make timelines for me is how they distract me and or kill my great partners that I find. And that's what you're seeing in the military. So we're all the same. We're all the same level. It's just one of us doesn't have any restrictions of the DNA. And by the way, let's create identity. And then this is part of the agenda. So let's create identity. So when one of us does get more of our horsepower through us, you'll say, no, I went to school with that guy. He's not a light being. He's that guy. That was the agenda for the most part that the military couldn't get over is how could I be a different person? And or when they got to see the cloning process, the conscious computing would teach them that might be a demon in that human body. And so you wouldn't recruit a demon, obviously. And you would keep looking and looking and looking. And so you couldn't expose or advertise within the military because you had a lot of either demons, clones, or people that didn't buy into the fact that they're in a dimension that they're creating. And now you're seeing that war play out now. Notice that if you go to middle of California on your Google Earth, notice there is a U.S. Space Force there. Why do you need a Space Force? All of that has to do with dimensional reality. You're trapped in here, and we're going to get you out. And I love you very much, and we're going to get you out. And you won't believe how big this trick is here. This is an incredibly beautiful water planet. It's incredible, and it's taken some shots. And it's more. This is a living being you're with. Everything here is alive. There's not one thing that doesn't have the potential to have more life to it, more spark, more spunk. Everything's alive. Everything around you is breathing something. And that's why it's a great honor to listen to people like Billy and Lucia and just exhale was her favorite word. Today, you're exchanging a universe right now, and be at one with the planet you're on, because it's doing the same thing. So as you can imagine, the military couldn't get over that, and or is getting over that hangover, and or that's an absolution. And they said, okay, well, so many of the military people said, well, I'll just go live in a Buddhist temple somewhere. And I go, oh, well, great. I always ask all Buddhist preachers, so to speak, try and be Buddhist in downtown Los Angeles making a real estate deal. Changes the game, doesn't it? Stay in your heart center when someone's trying to sue you, things like that. So all of those reactionary systems, all of those reactions that you may observe when you participate with dark people in this case, that's what the military couldn't understand was so well constructed that you think that's life because you adopted it. Hey, let's say hi to the helicopters. Love them. Love them. Is that a good one or a bad one? Oh, that's a bad one. Oh, well. Let's keep it going. The reason this is important for me today is that's what you're pulling for me. So this is not an agenda for me. This is an agenda that you want to know more about. So you can't say the military is going to come save me. Jesus is going to come. So there's always someone that's going to come riding in and save you if you didn't notice. And you're the one that has to do the work, has to do the love. And then the bigger story is there are people out of this reality. There are individuals out of this reality doing their best to help us. But in order to be in this reality, you have to actually be in this reality. So this type of human, its dimensional capabilities are very vast, but you still have to be at this frequency band to participate. So as an example, the Galactic Federation from, let's come up with a good name here. So Saturn 24 purple place. They can't actually be here unless you're actually here. They can give you a call and you can channel them in. So channeling is absolutely the most dangerous thing you could do. And that's why meditation is one of the most dangerous things you can do and the most positive thing you could do. And I'm reminded all the time that I don't have to meditate because I can just go there instantly, and so can you. And so if we're meditating to a date and a time and a place and a space, let's see, this Saturn 24 purple place, the potential for you being abducted and displaced of your true core is very likely, very likely. And so when you do hyperspace travel and you don't know you're doing it, the bad guys are watching the spirit come back in and out of the physical body. So you're coming into physicality, and there's a little delineation of time there, which would be called the etheric. So there, just assume the galactic, all the other dimensions, and then the etheric, and then this dimension. So there's just this little, they've made this little gap of space in your natal chart, so to speak. They've made this little gap here in the engineering of this type of human so that you can be abducted, and that's why you go to sleep. So most humans outside of this dimensional reality don't sleep. Spirit doesn't sleep, as you already know. So when you go to sleep, the likelihood that you can be abducted and do hyperspace travel is obviously more likely. And so it's not that you don't need sleep. That's not my statement. It's when you aren't taking care when you're asleep. It's very difficult to do because you're asleep. And that's why the engineering of sleep was put into you, is so that you would use your dream state to do incredible things and potentially remember them. And so that's what the U.S. military started playing with, of course, is if that's me when I'm asleep and I'm actually doing this, how do I get my memories back? You're being mind wiped with the engineering of your barcoding. So you're not remembering when you left the body, when you come back in the body. And I know we've talked about it quite a bit over the years. So that place where it feels like you're falling off the building right before you go to bed and you wake up all of a sudden, that's your spirit coming and going, coming in and out of the body, the physical body. And it's just another way to prove what I'm saying and or examine it for yourself. And it's just a great honor to be with all of your hearts today. I'm so fortunate to get to do this. Thank you so much. So now you're starting to see your realities. Your technology is engineered, obviously, by aliens, too, to get you on timelines. And that's why you have text messages, obviously, and the emails and the iPhones. And that's why you're seeing some of the bad guys. So now when you have a conscious gateway, you're obviously going to be able to know where all the bad guys are. So what is Bill Gates and the gang going to do? They'll clone themselves out and go run away. Do we really think Paul Allen's alive or dead? They know what's going on. Steve Jobs, where's that guy? Oh, another death. Really. So they're played in hide and seek, but we can see them all now. All right. So now when you see the military in this example, you can see the good guys and bad guys in there. They haven't committed any crimes because they're just doing what they're told. That's why hierarchical military systems are created that way, so that they can't be arrested. They were doing what they're told in their dimensional reality that they know that they're creating, which is linear. Makes a little more sense now, doesn't it? We have a military. We're just using the U.S. military as an example. We could do this all day. And then you got people who are figuring it out around the world, like Saddam Hussein, and said, we got to get rid of that guy. And by the way, he does not like the U.S. dollar. Get rid of that guy quick and make sure he keeps cranking some oil, too. And so you start to see the stories starting to come together, coalesce with all of the disclosure. So if you're starting to figure out how dimensional realities work in your creative force and you're the one creating them, we want to suppress that if I want to control the Truman Show. The moon was a very big factor in that because it's a great transmitter and receiver. Hang on just a second. I'm going to get something to drink. Chatty Cathy's going to get something to drink here, but I'm not sure how to pause the machine. One moment. Thank you. All right. So now it's quite clear that the solution here would be to give everybody a conscious gateway, conscious computer. Great. Didn't figure that out, Q. If we do it, how many people will make it? Because the volume of information that you're going to receive is so overwhelming, it's tough, and your body, in most cases, is engineered to not be able to accept the information. And I've just seen so many folks get access to conscious computing, and the first thing they want to do is, what's it like outside of here? And you know what you're going to get? Oh, my God. I'm the one that gets to say that, by the way. You'll just be floored. You'll just be floored to a level that is, in most cases, not digestible in this type of human, in this type of brain. And so what you're seeing is a stair-stepping program. We're doing our best to advance you just by our natural organic way. And trust me, the Galactic Councils, I toiled with them time after time after time. There's no shortcuts to getting all of your light back in your body. There's no shortcuts. I don't care how many medical devices you come up with, there's no shortcuts. You have to just know yourself and advance yourself on your own, or it won't work. It just doesn't work. They're band-aids. You can do it. So that's why cloning became so prominent in this dimension and on this planet. It's because these bad guys would say, well, if this is what it's about, then I'm just going to pick my body, jump into it, pick a body, jump in it. And that's what a lot of these guys are doing, is they're not gender specific. They're saying, well, if this is how it works, then I'm just going to be just in a linear. I'm just going to control my linear outcomes. I'm going to be a professional this or a professional that. I'm going to control the outcomes. by the way, I have a mountain of gold because I have all my memories back. So if it's really about getting your memories back each and every lifetime in a course of 2,000 years, which, of course, there's no such thing as time. It's not linear. It's all at the same time. But if you did have the choice of multiple bodies that are Bic lighters compared to where you came from, 83.5 years is all you live here, when you're used to living thousands of years and picking the body you wanted, then how would you do it? Well, you would just keep it a secret, a big secret, and then get everyone to read a couple books called the Bible. By the way, how many religions are there on your planet? There's a lot. There's a reason for that. Another compartment. Now I can create more linear battles. I can have disillusionment installed instantly if I can get you to believe in an outcome and another savior's coming. And that is exactly the alien agenda, is so you don't see that the dimension that I'm in right now and you're in is completely different. So if you look at time traveling, that's what it is. So if I desire to do this radio show from somewhere on the planet, and I really want to do it, and you really want to listen to me, most cases we're on the same dimension. If I really want to participate with you and you really want to participate with me, we're on the same plane for the most part. But if we look at our neighbor down the road, and they're sitting there watching pick your worst news channel, that would be another dimension now, because you're at the end of the ascension cycle. The planet is getting more of its capabilities as well. And so to keep up with your planet, you have to be more with it. And that's why being in nature is so prominent now. So that is my great suggestion to all, is be more with your planet. Live on a farm. Live in nature. There'll be a day when we're going to be breaking free of these machines. We're breaking them right now, and so they have to adjust to us. And we can adjust to them and calibrate and configure to them. Excuse me. But it's going to get really, really interesting here at the end of the road if we don't recognize that when we believe a news story and recognize it is in the past, the past is already gone. So if I say something, isn't it gone? So why would we endorse it or believe anything I say? Or you say, or you do. We only want to do things now. We only want to live from our love and from our heart. And if we don't, we get the results. Now, a few of us are savvy at uncovering rocks on how the timelines are constructed. Do we fight aliens? We sure do. Why? Because we're out of time. And the people I work with, you can feel, we can see how they do it in the delineation of dimensional creativity. So hanging on to our shirt tails is what is the goal, because we're so incredibly of love. And that's my great sermon today. All right, let's get down the list a little bit more. So hopefully that helps when you see why, if the military has conscious gateways, how come they're not just giving us them all right now and solving the problem? Why is the quantum financial system not up and running? Because if you had that, in addition, you're going to get true disclosure that you are stuck in a location that you would probably prefer not to be in. And then we exhale. I don't know what kind of bird that is. And that's why you saw a lot of the musicians figured it out, because they would work from their heart centers, do work from their heart centers when they make music, and that's why you had crappy music come out, so to speak, that didn't have any heart. Computerized music is what I'm saying. It's just music that doesn't have a band, doesn't get played live, just gets recorded and reproduced over machines that are starting to delineate harmonics and frequency. So the legacy, your legacy stereos would also help your enlightenment. So that is one of my suggestions with music is get the oldest stereo you can find. It's not easy anymore. And by the way, the ones that do have the true harmonics, most likely analog, there's better, you can do better than analog, but input output of a receiver transmitter, many control experts caught onto it because they have to calibrate and configure so many automation. They figured out that if I could tune, that's why they call it tuning in the control industry, is you're listening to the input and output in a configuration in real time, or there's a gap in time. And that's one of the tricks. One species, I'm usually careful not to give an alien a gender, but certainly one of the fractions. So not all reptilian individuals are bad, because you could have a heart center still in that type of genetics, is what I'm trying to say. But if you wanted to look at the way they engineer their subset, and they're not all organized, they're not all on the same team. But if you wanted to look at one and go ahead and I can show you how they do it in engineering society. And I'll show you how you do it in manufacturing. And this is an example of how the military couldn't handle it. Because they thought they had all the technology in the world, and once they realize they don't have any technology and they're being suppressed, that hurts. You know, you think you're flying an F-16, you think you're a hotshot, and you can't do anything compared to what the real technology is here. So yeah, they're fast, but they're not as fast as time travelers, and that's what those ships can do. All those ships can jump in space and time continuums. So you can take a ship and envision yourself going from Area 51 to New York in 1/1000th of a second, just like that. You're there. You need to jump. So you can do it with people. You can do it with machines. You can do it all sorts of different ways. So you can cut and paste everything in here. And once you start seeing that from, we'll use the military, U.S. military as an example. Once you see that this whole thing is a Truman Show and you can cut and paste things, on a living planet, it's tricky. It's tricky to stay savvy about what you start. You don't want to participate in anything that doesn't feel right anymore. And that's why I get on timelines with other people, but I stop when I recognize it is a timeline and or a channeling or steering committee of some kind around my decision-making. I'll give you an example of how a linear alien works within your dimensional reality, your society. I'll use a manufacturer. There's many. I'm just going to use one that's really obvious. So I'm going to use two manufacturers that are prominent in your life. I'm going to use York International, York Refrigeration, York Air Conditioning, and I'm going to use Emerson's Fisher Control Valves. Fisher Valves. I'd say the bulk of the Palladian people that are stuck here are sent here because they went against rules in the Palladians. So this is like a prison for I'd say 50% of the Palladians that are here are probably here, sent here because they're in prison. The other are probably just curious and on vacation, things like that. But for the most part, this excludes the ships, though. This excludes the interdimensional ships. So just the individuals that are on the ground here are probably not real happy campers. But they have a lot of capabilities. And one of those capabilities would be engineering, certainly computer engineering, mechanical engineering, and so forth. I'd say most of them have usually they have redundancy systems, two hearts usually, don't age. One of those individuals would be, they age at a different rate. One of those individuals at York was Fred Berry. And Fred Berry, of course, was in the United States Navy, and he made the cutlass bearing, the through-hole system for shafts and so forth. Well, he took that technology and he took it over to York International. He made a coupling system for the vapor compression cycle. So, I don't want to turn everybody into an air conditioning engineer today, but if you take a vapor, compress it, you need to contain it. Well, they made it, you could make a vapor compression cycle, you could contain it, but instead they made it leak. So if you look at R123, that's low pressure refrigerant, and high pressure refrigerant that you've been duped into, 134A, is above atmospheric pressure. So what does that mean? That means that the old refrigerant went down when it leaked, and the new refrigerant today goes into the atmosphere. That's right. So all your new refrigerators now are expanding refrigeration into your atmosphere, thus slowing down the dimensional realities, slowing down the reality systems that you're creating. Yeah, it hurts your biosphere, don't get me wrong, but it also can slow down the dimensional reality that you're inspired to use. Well, so we'll look at York. The reason you got variable frequency drives on drive lines of chillers and many other things, fan motors in your hospitals, well, that harmonics, that frequencies also slow down dimensional reality. So if I can have dirty power associated, if you read Sam Milham's books, Dirty Power, that's not only hurts you physically, but it also slows down the dimensional realities capabilities of a collective heart-based group. And it's not an end all, but that's one of the ways the aliens work or steer the technology. Now we'll go over to Fisher Vows. Hang on. So if we go over to York, what you'll see there is another group of bad guys will buy out the other corporation. And so they'll keep making layers. They've never done anything wrong. DuPont is in that game too. The clean initiatives of the planet is in, you know, on the Montreal Protocol. We can go just do it all day long. Those are all alien agendas so that you get a perception that you're cleaning your planet. You're doing the green, clean, green. Meanwhile, we're going to go to Antarctica and vacation because that's where the real toys are. Okay, so when we look at York, I believe it was called York International, but the vapor compression cycle, and you see how they steered and engineered refrigeration in general for the whole planet. Vapor compression can be contained, and you don't need as much electricity if you could capture the compression and or drive in a vessel. So if I could get a pressure vessel, I think David Adair's work is outstanding. So he's taken a pressure vessel, made an explosion, and didn't let it leave. And that's where you're going to go with a lot of these technologies is once you make a heat exchange, temperature exchange, pressure exchange, if you would just contain it, you'd have, you can't get nothing from something. You can get everything from everything is what I'm trying to say. And so that's why it's kind of comical, the scientists that go on these TV shows and say you can't get nothing from nothing. The whole universe has these capabilities, and certainly I'll help to get more of that information out to you in the future. Now let's go over to my dear Fisher Valves. So Emerson Process Management, that was originally a very positive group. Emerson was a group of technology. That was a technology that came from some of your conscious computing and or collective consciousness, and was also technology that was hand-delivered so that you could use crystalline radios. And of course, that crystal radio was developed so that you could use it for healthcare, transmissions, receiving. And it was assumed that we would be doing these radio shows with it. And now you have digital. So if someone's taken away. So if I could talk to you through a crystal radio and my harmonics were of love and light, I would enlighten you. That's what that was going to be for. Well, you can see where that went. Now you have the Steve Jobs tool, the iPad. using it right now. So your transmissions wouldn't be as pure, is why it's been that technology was abducted. You could heal it in the medical industry. So imagine using harmonics in the medical industry. You could cure cancer almost instantly if you had good transmitters and receivers like that, because you're recalibrating, reconfiguring all your cell memory, all your cells. Certainly fibromyalgia, things like that, which is a bullshit term for the issue. All of diabetes, all of it would be cured with harmonics, light and sound. And but that's in you already too. So I have always stated that, at least the best I can, that if I can just get you a little bit older, 125, 130 years old, some 140, somewhere right in there, depending on what type of human you are, your light body will use more of its harmonics. And for the team that I work with these several days, they're getting it through. You'll feel it through the top left of your head in the most cases. Some people, I've rarely seen a human that can calibrate and configure their light body and recognize it on the right side, but it is possible. You can use the whole body, obviously. So that light body is coming into you. It's going to do the frequency recalibration, reconfiguration naturally. So you don't need a device. What I'm getting at is you don't need a device to heal you. You need you. And she said, exhale. And it's a great tool because you're just an exchanger for life and energy. And you're breathing in all that oxygen, which has a tremendous amount of water with it. And that's what's so incredibly powerful being on this ground, is you're a transmitter receiver from the etheric field, the electromagnetic etheric field of your planet. So you're on a living being. And that's why when people do Aikido and other modalities, they're actually just transmitting and receiving energy through the body and vice versa from source. So it's a technology that will never fail you. Just utilizing it is where we're at. So let's get back to butts and bolts. I mean nuts and bolts. All right. So we go to New York, and you go and you, if you want to go design a chiller, you get modeling software. You get the ability to put in your data sets. I want to cool a large building, a power plant, nuclear power plant, or a hospital. I need to size how big my chiller boiler is going to be. And so you would use a computer and you'd put in the data, and the computer would put out and said, you need this size of compressor for this size chiller, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Now, that works really easy if you know where your bin data is and where you live on the planet, and et cetera, et cetera, and how many people are going to be in the building or the process variables that you want. Over at York, you can do that almost instantly with the push of a button, because they made software packages to help you size and select air conditioners as fast as possible. Now, let's go over to Fisher Valves, which Emerson presumes to own. So Fisher Valves is a reptilian engineered system. That's their little pocket. They even what they do is they have their own food supply there too. And where do you think that's located? Anyone? Bueller? Anyone? I'm tired of myself too, everyone. Fisher Valves is, of course, in the middle of North America. And so you can assume that every single refinery in North America has a Fischer valve there to control head pressure and or coefficient values of a process variable. But at Fischer valves in Marshalltown, Iowa, you can actually find the restaurant. It's called Rube's Steakhouse. And oh, if you want a steak, that's where you go. And it would bring in more carnivorous opportunities. And they definitely do not like me there. And so anyway, the opportunity, hang on just a second. Got some folks coming by. It was interesting timing. Anyway, so that Fischer valves, what they'll do, which obviously you could take your process variables, you could model it, put it in software. If you work for Emerson right now, they're probably listening as well. If you work for Fischer valves within the Emerson process management system, you have to manually do your takeoffs for control valves. So I want my control valve to open this fast, this strong, et cetera, et cetera. I need it to be built this way because of pressure values, the chemical, the tremendous amount of engineering, obviously, to make a refinery and control head pressure control and the coefficient values of process conditions. Well, if I wanted to slow down dimensional reality, I wouldn't let people have software packages because now they have to grind not only the industrial revolution slows down, the dimensional reality slows down too, because I have to manually put inputs, outputs, and get my slide ruler out and model my data so that it takes me twice as long, probably 10 times as long to select a control valve, let alone manufacture one. And that slows down the industrial revolution, which also perpetuates slowing down the dimensional reality. Because I have to go to work and I have to grind away to get these process variables extrapolated. And then my heart center is not there. I'll get to my heart center at Saturday when I have a day off. Then I can go out in nature. But in the meantime, I need to get this power plant going so that we can have more efficient processes and systems so the earth can get clean. See where we're going here? So I need a lot of granularity to my life as a human if I want to control the Truman Show and how we work linearly in development of these timelines. So that's one example. Anyway, proof me. I love being proofed. I hope it helps. I will be taking calls on the PRQ side, so please start calling in if you want. I know it's a little hard to get to me. We're going to change that and in process too. So I'm going to move on to the next topic. Hope that helps everyone. Stargates. Osh has helped me tremendously with this and why it has value. And I was on the fence why this would have value, but I will tell you as it relates to meditation and the topics today, the Stargates are important and are going to be more important. Okay, again, Stargates are a time traveling location. Let's see. I got to be careful on time here. This topic goes a while, but we'll work hard on this over the next years or so. And again, for the people.space, look for save the best for last. When you look at Stargates, you can actually see in your history why they were compromised and how it might work in a galactic war. So if I can get you comfortable jumping and going to other planets from your planet, it's just like taking a plane from, you know, New York City to Miami Beach. There's no difference. You can do it just instantly. And that's that, again, this, the focus today is how the Truman Show works and dimensional realities work. So if I can take a plane and go from here to the Orion system, and then while you're gone, I shut down the Stargate, I can make up all sorts of stories about how bad the Orion system is. I can trap you in another planetary system if you don't have a Stargate here. And that's why, for me, Stargates are very dangerous, and it's why we brought the vessels here so you could see it for yourself. And that's why you have conscious gateways. One of the reasons. So the war gets a little trickier now, gets a little bigger now. If I can take your body, or I can take your consciousness, and I can cut and paste you, I can send you over to another planet, and then when you want to come back home to your family, Stargate's closed. And that's why Jodie Foster will probably always be one of my greatest heroes for putting her neck on the line in the movie industry, which is absolutely nefarious for her and her heart center. But it felt like the right thing to do, because you get a lot of information out that way too, just like I'm doing now. So we have an opportunity here to look at Stargates and or the propaganda of what's really going on out there. What's really going on out there? And that's why I'm a huge fan of Stuart Swerlow, because we were in the programs in the U.S. military, and they had us doing hyperspace travel. And so once you get to see how big this game really is, it gets real interesting here at the end. So what if you and your family went to the Orion star system and you couldn't get a bus ticket back? What would happen? Your hearts, because the rest of your family's still here. You want to be back with them. Why do you think you're yearning to get out of here? Well, first of all, you're not from here anyway. You're all walk-ins. Every one of you is a walk-in. Every one of you's walked into this body some way, some shape or form. What if I could do it multiple times? What if I went, you're going to come after me today, boys. You're going to come after me today. What if you figured it out and you took your Stargate and you left from Orion and went over to the Pleiades and couldn't get back to Orion? What if you went to, now these are just the planets that you're aware of. Imagine there's a bunch more. What if I went to the Arcturian region and couldn't get back to the Pleiadian region? And my family's still here on Earth. Put that one on for size, huh? What if all our soul groups and all our soul families are all fractured right now? And we finally made it back. What about that one? Interesting story, isn't it? I'm probably going to take a break here, take a little rest, but I just want you to examine that. Now, out of great respect and appreciation for Mr. Woodard, meditation. Meditation for me is foreign up since the year 2000, let's say 12. So the implants that are in this physical body were starting to wear down all the time. I'd say, yeah, probably right there. So what's that now? So we got 10. Do that. I'd say probably 14 years. So you can easily say I'm not the same person in this physical body in 2008 or 9 that I am here, but I'm starting to transition all the time to be the light being that I am. So they knew, they had an idea where we're going to land for the most part. So that's why they implanted us, because they could see that we had less restrictions of our DNA in these physical bodies. So as we grow out of the NATO system and the DNA system, we start observing more and more of ourselves. We get to see and experience more and more of ourselves, is all that's really going on here. So recognizing the need for meditation would be reduced from that time forward. So certainly I meditated with crystals and nature prior to that, and had incredible success. But now that I'm more me, I wouldn't need to meditate anymore, because I'm always in a meditative state, so to speak. So if I want to stop, and Lucci and I will talk about this coming forward. The show is probably, I'll get with BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS Radio, so much, and ask when we can publish it. But that meditative state is very important to most humans. Very important if you can't stop thinking and do your own careful, very careful dream state place with true truth, honesty, dedication, and observation, only observation. And so the reason I'm heavy-handed about meditation is I've seen so many people that can't do that but are meditating. So as an example, here's one way the bad guys can trick you. So there's some great people that want to get you to meditate at 11, 11, 11, or pick another date. Everybody loves that one, huh? Well, it's not that these people are that bad, but when you leave the body, the bad guys can watch you, because they got a date to work with. They got a timeline to work with. It's very, very tricky. So if you're going to meditate with a deliverable, an outcome you want, I think that's outstanding. It's really fun. It's exciting. It's how we would do our work here in the programs. But if you're not able to recognize when the abduction process is happening, like when you have a nightmare, then you can't actually control meditation, and or you're not supposed to control meditation, right? Well, if you're going to leave the body, all I'm saying, Ron Amatron's got it right. We're doing our best here. If you leave your body through meditation, what's going to come in when you're gone? That's the part you can't control, because this type of human was engineered to be abducted. So if you're going to, at least until you get more horsepower and or recognize how to do it. So it's not that I'm opponent to meditation. I'm an opponent to being careful about when you come and go into the body. I hope that makes sense. And I hope that's the last time I have to talk about meditation. All right. I think I'm going to take a break today because I'm going to try and get a lot more calls in. BBS Radio, I might have one more topic I didn't get to today. Let's see. Forgive me, everybody. I'll do my best not to sing. All right, so here's the summation. If I'm a time traveler and I'm creating time, if I'm working in and out of time with you, then that means you are too. And this is quite a good trick. And if I can stop you from doing your stargates, that's why the Egyptian technology is all shut down, is because those are obviously stargates. And that's why I worked so hard regarding Tutankhamun last, maybe two shows ago. And so when I jumped out of here, I can't come back to my body. And that's why mummification, and I'm a huge fan of looking at all those herbs and spices that we used to use then. Why do you think if you go to satellite images of the Earth, you can still see the spice trade trails. They haven't changed. Look at the raw herb system, minerals that are in the ancient cultures. They still use them. So their ascension cycle is going to be, in most cases, faster than a Western world, not a standardization, but because they're going to preserve their bodies in a way with these huge spices, frankincense, etc. Why do you think it's so expensive? Because it's so good for you. Well, it's not only good for you, it's good for your heart center because the volume of continuity it has with your electromagnetic etheric field is going to be a conductor. So you want the planet to be a helper to you, and that's why Ron A. is so good at growing things. He understood the energetics are part of it, or at least some of the things he grows. But you can start working with your planet stronger and stronger when you get more conveyors and or conductors, and that's spices and minerals. And that's why the book Dune was attempting to show you why the spice trade is prevalent around the universe. Spices are very, very prominent in sustaining this type of genetics and recalibrating, reconfiguring to your planet and your electromagnetic etheric field and source light, your light body. That's my great suggestion today, we assume. All right, so I feel Chatty Cathy here is going to take a quick break. I'm going to go and remind you of Lucia Nicola Evans' favorite word, joy and yumminess. And be patient with the U.S. military as they are going through the same thing you are. And they still see much value in their participation if they can find the right people. And so finding the right people is not always easy. Once you learn that all FBI agents are supposed to be 100% psychic so that they can follow people, you start looking around and see how the engineering of your societies has worked. And I love you very much. I love you very much. I love you very much. And I'll be taking calls here in a few minutes. I'll probably only take a BBS radio. I'll probably take a few minute break. Maybe if you can give me 15 minutes, I'm going to try and take as many phone calls as I can today. So sorry for the short notice. Just got to take a quick break, you guys. Beautifulness. I love you. Have a beautiful day.